on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, 10:03, ESPN 97.5. This mascot thing has really taken off this morning.
Most calls all week.
All week.
And we started the show an hour and a half late.
Yes, and everybody wants to get in on the mascot deal. We've got a bunch of tweets, too, about it. How do y'all feel about that Texas city up by trash-ass Dallas called White Settlement? Del, how do we feel about that?
Man, that's aggressive. I know how I feel about it, and I don't think it can be summarized any better than this.
I like that dirty ass, trash ass city.
You're not living in White Settlement.
No, that seems well. That doesn't seem inclusive.
Is it okay to live in Blacksburg if you're white?
I would tell you that most of the people who live in Blacksburg are white.
Most of the people that live in Blacksburg are white,
unless they're student athlete. Yes.
So it's okay then.
It's not.
Why isn't it okay for an African-American and live in White Settlement?
I'm sure it... I don't think it would be a problem.
We're trying to include,
Unless the people in White Settlement don't want African-Americans living there.
Inclusion, Del.
It's just not a city that...
How do you know it wasn't... White Settlement isn't made up mostly of African-Americans?
It might be. It just doesn't seem like it.
Well, Blacksburg doesn't seem like it either, does it?
Yeah, it kind of does. Have you seen Blacksburg?
Nope.
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Really white?
Unless you play sports there. Yeah.
Whitey? Really white. It's mostly whitey?
Yes. The townies are mostly white.
Excuse me. There are too many white people here?
Frankly, there's just too many white people.
You remember that kid who decided he didn't want to play? He played for Clemson. That's one of the reasons he picked Clemson, because they had an on-campus Chick-fil-A or something.
Yeah.
What if, like, recruits who went to Blacksburg or White Settlement were like, yeah.
Mm-mm.
You can't play here. There's just too many white people here.
There's just too many white people here.
Well, that's kind of almost all college campuses. So those kids have gotten over it pretty quickly. They go play ball, ball out, and hopefully get to the NFL or the NBA.
Greg the Beer Man says, I live in Orangefield, which isn't far from Port Neches. I can give a rat's ass about their name or mascot, but their fan base is so damn annoying. It's like Aggie or Longhorn fan, if you want a comparison. That is annoying.
Texas is back, folks.
Mm-mm. Aaron is back. What's up, Aaron?
Hello.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Look, I live right around the Port Neches area, and these guys have always been extremely self-entitled. They think everything about their school and their community is just top-notch. They play down on smaller schools. I played at West Orange, and we used to monkey stomp them all the time, and it was a joke. But anyway, as far as them changing the name, et cetera, stuff like that, I'm not for it. I believe in tradition and all that stuff, and their tradition is really cool. But on the side note of that, just to see them pout and moan and bitch and cry, have to change their name would actually be hysterical to me. You can't drive through the town without seeing purple and white and Indian something. Grown-ass men who hadn't ever stepped on a football field or any sporting event in their life are running around with helmets on, purple golf cart. It's absolutely ridiculous. But
everybody is.
I don't think they should change the name, because I'm totally against that kind of stuff. But just to see them lose their mind would be great to me. I would love just to drive through here and just see all the crime.
That's awesome. Aaron, appreciate it.
Yeah, this is more.
This is a hated fan base.
Yeah, that's another guy.
Can we get an Indian call in here?
Yeah, anyone who actually went to Port Neches or loves the school, give us a call. Yeah. Because you guys are getting trashed.
You are getting trashed. Everybody hates you.
Yeah, and speaking of all
maybe because a bunch of people took an ass whipping from them. Of course, West Orange beat their ass.
Yeah, not according to Aaron. Well, speaking of all this talk about high school football, doesn't look like high school football is going to happen here.
It's
in this whole state, excuse me.
Yeah. It's teetering. It's teetering. John is here. Let's get him in here. Hey, John.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
Quick. I think y'all should check out Robstown. Y'all Google Robstown High School and check out that mascot.
Yeah, we did. The Cotton Pickers.
What's that?
Cotton Pickers, yeah. Yep. Yeah, we've been talking about them.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know if y'all had hit them up earlier.
Yeah, yeah, we hit it. We hit it. Yep, the cotton pickers. Yeah. They're catching theirs too. Although they're really not good, so yeah. That's why nobody cares about it, is because they suck at everything.
Yeah, if we saw them on like Fox Sports playing in state title games, yeah. People like, what? Cotton pickers.
Cotton pickers.
But they're so bad that they're kind of anonymous.
Yeah. And so yeah, they're nobody. We go in there, kick the cotton picker's ass, and then leave.
And then leave, yeah.
And that's all.
That's all. And they get to stay there and be cotton pickers.
But everybody is, you know, the Indians now, that's a different deal because they're obnoxious.
And if you missed it, someone called in, I think it was Justin, discussing the fact that Port Neches named the Indians purple and white. They do the full headdress thing. The chief of the tribe in the area who initially said, yes, we're all for it, has now changed his mind, apparently, according to Justin.
And what would you call that?
We didn't look it up.
What would you call that, though?
I'm not.
If he says yes, but then he takes it back?
I would say he changed his mind. What are you trying to?
What would you call that?
I would say the man tried to change his mind. You know, I know. You know, there's only one time in my entire life that particular name you're trying to get me to say was used in any way, shape, or form around me. Like at the school I went to, they gave gifts, but. The gifts were dependent on how you did in class. Like if you were doing poorly, they would take your gift away. Uh-huh. And the teacher at the time goes, I don't want to be an Indian blank.
Oh,
but he's not doing. I was like, hey. But this was way back then where it was okay. You can't say it now. But that's the only
time. I think you're supposed to say blank giver.
That's true. I messed it up. I messed it up. That's right. True. But I didn't want to use the whole derogatory phrase, which are correct. I should have said blank giver. But. That's the only time it's ever been something that's ever been in my life where someone's called themselves that. I was like, but that was back in the 90s when people didn't care.
Yeah, no. When I was growing up, that was a common phrase.
Yeah.
You can't be an it. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you say sitting blank style now?
Yeah.
You can say
Indian
that still?
Style?
Yeah. You can still say that?
Yeah. Crisscross, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, let's, like teachers or elementary school teachers, sit styles. Which was fine. I don't know if you can still say it, though.
I don't. No, you can't still say it. You have to say crisscross.
Like, yeah, which is whatever. The other way to say
right.
it. Yeah.
That's the other way to say it.
This is blowing up.
This is really crazy. This is the most calls we've ever had on the show. And it's all about. Is anybody from Port Neches? Ask her. What's our intern's name?
Lena.
Lena. Ask Lena to put up right away the anyone from Port Neches. Because we got to get their side of the story because you've been getting crushed. Nederland and Port Neches football games draw about 15,000 people. Dal, you have a sounder for the white settlement, don't you? That's what Almighty Dollar says. I don't know that. We've never even talked about the white settlement before.
I don't have a sounder for that. It's only when a guy hits a home run. His name's Tyler White.
Oh, Tyler White. When he hits a home run, what is he? And what does he display?
He displays power, John.
Yes. That he displays what? Power.
Opposite field power. Yeah.
Oh, no. Well?
Well, we don't call it when Altuve hits a home run, we don't call it Altuve power.
Well, it's a little power.
We don't call it Correa power. When Tyler White hits his occasional home run, it's just called power.
It's called?
No, it's called power. You may call it something else, but it's not called
I heard that's what. Listen, they were trying to get that started at the ballpark for some whatever reason it didn't take off.
Who tried to get it started?
I don't know. Probably me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we got Deanna. So ladies always go to the front of the line. Hey, Deanna.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm a proud graduate of P&G 1988.
You're an Indian?
Deanna? Yeah, I'm an Indian. P&G Indian.
Nice.
Let me tell you about the spirit of the school. People are so jealous of it, but it's really just a huge community. I mean, whenever they go to the Astrodome, like we used to go to the Astrodome for playoff games, we would fill up the Astrodome. I mean, we would like play after, say, Katie or somebody, and Katie wouldn't even have as many fans as we did. It was unbelievable. I mean, their stadium is so big. Like when I brought my kids when they were young to a game, they were like, Mom, is this college? And I'm like, no, this is high school. I went to school, guys. Anyway,
that's
they
awesome.
Have season tickets. The season tickets, you have to leave them in your will. I mean, you can't get season tickets. It's unbelievable.
That is great. D Kiss Me says, too, I graduated from PNG.
That is me. That's me.
Oh, that's you.
That's me on Twitter.
Oh, that's you. Hey, D, how are you?
Yeah.
Oh, you've tweeted the show for a while. That's you. Okay, great.
Yeah, that's me.
All right. Well, congratulations. You love your school. Loves her school.
The spirit and the fight song is unbelievable. People cringe when they hear it, but from other schools. But, you know, when we hear it, it's like unbelievable.
That is good for you. Well, John, we appreciate it. Everybody hates you, though. I want you to know that, Deanna.
Would you like to take a guess of the name of their stadium?
Scalpem Stadium?
No.
What is it?
The Reservation.
Oh, nice. Oh my God. Y'all go all the way. In. You ain't going halfway on this.
There
are no
half measures. No half measures at PNG.
No, you're going all the way. We ain't letting up, not a bit. Daniel's next. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I just wanted to put my two cents. I heard you say something earlier about the Hereford white faces.
Yeah.
So I'm originally up from that area in the Panhandle of Texas. It's actually pronounced Hereford, and the reason why they're called the white faces is because that's actually a type of cow.
Yeah.
And the cow is brown, and it's got a flat white face.
Right.
My hometown is called the Mule Shoe Mules. Coincidentally, that's where Lincoln Riley played high school football, and I played football with him in high school.
Oh, you did? You played with Lincoln?
Yeah.
How
yeah,
was
he?
How
a quarterback.
He was good?
Oh yeah, he was good. He had an outstanding arm up until about his junior year. He had shoulder surgery, but the guy was just so smart. Always in the film room. He was that.
Well, it's showing now.
A really cool guy.
That's showing now. Dude is he's a pretty damn good coach. Appreciate it, Daniel. 713-780-3776. We'll get back to it. We got a full board of calls about team names. It's unbelievable. This is the most calls we've ever had ever. So we'll continue to take them. If you want to call in, 713-780-3776. In the meantime, I want to talk about HRP, HRP.net. There are so many issues out there, so many issues with everything going on in the world today and all of the issues that you're having with your business. Well, HRP has helped us through all of it, and they will help you get through all of this as well. All your unemployment claims, your benefits administration, your COBRA benefits, the HR 26201, your business interruption and what you get there. What about your SBA loans? How easy was it? How did you get it? Were they helpful? Was your provider, your payroll provider, helpful in this? Were they knowledgeable in it? Were you even able to get your current provider on the phone to help you? HRP is service oriented, and they're going to take care of all of that stuff for you. Our taxes, it's due. It's coming up due next week. Did they take care of you? Well, if they didn't, then go with ours because ours is the best. HRP.net 281-880-6525. If you are dissatisfied in any way or unsatisfied with your payroll provider, go with ours. HRP.net.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Well, yeah, not even close, Del. Italy has over 60 million people. Florida has 21.
Yeah, and that comes from a discussion. I saw something online where Florida now has more COVID cases overall than Italy as a country has.
Yeah, but who's got better beaches?
Well, you've been to Italy. You tell me.
Well, they got good beaches, but they're like the sand isn't the same. It's not as good. The sand is there's a lot of rocks and stuff.
Well, the difference is their beaches should be open, while Florida's probably should stay closed for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. I was just down Florida's beaches. They were fine. I didn't catch any Roni from anybody, so I'm fine.
Yeah, but another 11,000-plus cases yesterday in the last 24 hours from the great state of Florida. So they're doing things right down there.
Congratulations, Florida.
Yeah, getting it done.
Big ups to Florida. Setting records. Passing entire countries.
And COVID, the country who we all look to, man, it's really bad over there.
Yeah. Well, It's not anymore, is it?
No.
Let's get Katie in here. The ladies are just over the front of the line. Hey, Katie.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I'd like to talk about the Port Neches Groves ISD mascot that it's been flooding the papers and the news. I grew up in Groves, and I went to PNG. You know, we've got a lot of things going on with the coronavirus and everything. I think they need to leave our mascot alone. Purple and white has always been a proud community, and we help each other, and we love each other, and we're there for each other when things go on. And I think them trying to take our mascot out is wrong.
Okay.
P&G is one of the highest respectful school districts. Dr. Gonzalez is phenomenal, and all of the staff. I think everybody just needs to leave our mascot alone. We've got, you know, people are going through other things in life right now, and people have lost their jobs and everything due to the corona and everything. And I think we just need to come together as a community and pray for one another and for our mascot to be left alone. And it's nothing about racism or anything.
It's not.
Indians are proud of who we are. And we stand proud with purple and white.
Well, are you sure
and
that
we
they're
stand
proud?
Strong with purple and white.
Are you sure they're proud because they've asked you to change the name?
We don't need to change it.
Well, wait, but they asked you to change it, but are you sure they're proud?
No, she said we as Indians, like the Port Neches Indians, not the actual.
The Port Neches Indians are proud. Well, what about the real Native Americans that aren't real proud of the Indian?
Yeah, because I've got Indian in me, and I'm proud. I'm proud.
You have Indian blood?
I'm Port Indian.
You are?
I have Indian in me. Yes, and I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that in my bloodline. So they just need to leave the Indian bloodline alone. I mean, we're not harming anybody. We're respectful. And Port Neches has always stood strong, and I'm continue praying that we will stay strong and they leave our mascot alone.
Gotcha, Katie.
Because when you get on the field and you see that mascot, all the kids, everybody stands up. It's if you've never seen it, you need to come to Port Neches Groves game because it's very respectful, and that's all I have to say.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right.
We're getting a wide swath of Texas right now. Like, you know, I've been in Texas for quite a bit, but I haven't seen all of Texas. I'm getting a good taste of Texas right now.
I've never seen Port Neches before, and they like their mascot now. Okay.
Yeah, leave it alone.
You better leave it alone. Katie says leave it alone. Apparently, so Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Chuck Hoskins Jr., the same man that sent the letter to PNG stating current mascot does further injury to a proud Indian nation, is responsible for running Sequoia High School in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Can you guess what their nickname is?
Is it the Indians?
They're the Indians.
Mm-hmm. But he didn't... They're not taking issue with... Are they taking issue with the name itself or the mascot? I'm not sure which one is the problem.
Current mascot does further... Yeah, maybe it's just the mascot.
Because it's a white kid and...
And it's a white kid in a headdress.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, maybe Katie, you can just get rid of the mascot?
No, you said when you see that mascot on the field...
You feel proud.
You feel proud.
Well, what about the nickname? I don't know. David wants to talk about... Or who's up? Brandon. Brandon's up. Brandon wants to talk about the Redskins or names. What up, Brandon?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, man?
All right. Hey, I'm originally from Port Arthur, home of the Memorial Titans. I'm also an alumni of Port Arthur Lincoln, home of Stephen Jackson, Jamal Charles, et cetera, et cetera. But I want to touch on PNG right quick. Man, those guys are obnoxious. They're ridiculous. Now, I will give them credit where credit is due. They're awesome, I guess, fan base. Unfortunately, if we play high school football this year, this whole thing is just going to amp them up, and you go up in that reservation of theirs, they're hard to beat. But personally, I don't want to see them change it, but like other callers have stated, it's fun to see them whine and cry about it. I'll tell you that.
Nobody likes these people. There's a lot of Katies up there. Is it Katie a new thing now?
Well, she may have made it a new thing. And we've got Daniel says, I don't think chanting scalp them is very respectful.
Sounds respectful to me.
PNG blows. Yeah, and Chris says PNG, except they have a white kid dressed like a like an Indian rain, dancing a rain dance.
Mm-hmm.
I could see why.
Yeah, that would be
the chief would say, "Could you cut that out, please?"
Yeah,
I could see that.
Yeah, no. I could see where they'd be like, "Hey, wait a minute." The mascot is what the guy is upset about.
Yeah, the right. name itself.
The name, I guess, is okay.
Fine. Yes.
And that is not was not Lance as Katie.
No, that's a real person.
That's a real person.
Named Katie.
Katie was a real person, not Lance. Ryan is next. Hey, Ryan.
What's going on, boys?
How you doing?
Do you think that Washington could do like a Prince thing, like the team formerly known as something? And also, what does Mickey Mouse have to do with all these name changes? Thanks.
Mickey doesn't have anything to do with
Mickey
it.
Mickey doesn't care about it. Mickey's
actually
is Mickey offensive in any way?
I don't think so.
No,
but Disney has
savages. Well, barely even human.
If you know anything about Disney, we're progressive.
except for that song in that Pocahontas movie. Shut up, Del. That song is crazy,
Del. That.
What about the crows, Mickey?
What about them, Del?
Yeah. But yeah, the crows and Dumbo are out of control. The jive talking crows. Could you be more on the nose, Disney, with what you're trying to get across?
Jive talking. David is next. What up, David?
Hey, I'm just going to fire three suggestions at the Washington Redskins right now real quick. How about the Washington Redskin Potatoes, the Washington Bullets, or the Washington Red Rockets?
Red Rockets.
That means something else.
Yep.
If you watch South Park.
That's a dog, right? What a dog gets.
Yeah.
The Red Rocket.
Nothing with skins is going to be in the title.
Not foreskins?
That name is very popular for people who tweet this show.
And especially in Washington. With all the congressmen and senators there, with all the politicians, it appears that foreskins is a favorite amongst a lot of people. I don't think skin is going to be, but red could be. They could keep the red tails. He's so dumb.
He's not going to bend the knee that far.
That is going the exact opposite. The exact opposite of where he's at now. All right? That would be... He would do so much PR-wise to make him the Red Tails.
His starting quarterback has already said he's in, but like Dwayne Haskins, that was his choice. But Warrior seems like the lead dog in this one. And, I mean, Daniel Snyder, it's still his team, so until it's taken away from him, he's going to get his say.
Nope, he's absolutely going to have a say. All right, I got to talk right now about, and I'm doing this, I'm telling you, and I'm loving it. All you got to do right now is go to an American Shaman CBD supplier. There's about, I don't know, over 30 American Shaman, CBD American Shaman stores in the area. Natural, high quality, formulated to promote and maintain health and well-being. The staff there, they can educate you. I went and saw Brian over in Katy, and man, you want to talk about people that know. And what is it? If you have migraine, stiffness, inflammation, I'm telling you, it's helped my back and my hip because I play a lot of golf and I've got back and hip issues, and it really does help. It helps me, helps relieve stress, everyday stress, helps in healthy inflammatory response, calmness, relaxation, having a positive, healthy mood, quality sleep, healthy joint functions, natural sleep, healthy immune system, all of these things. It's the best of nature enhanced by science because they have made a CBD oil that's actually water soluble while the other ones aren't. CBD American Shaman is so confident in their products that a free sample is no problem. You want to try it? Stop by one of the 31 CBD American Shaman locations in the greater Houston area today to learn more. Shop CBDTX.com. That's shopcbdtx.com.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here. And it's still, and the calls keep on coming in. They keep on, this is the most, the biggest hot button topic we've had, Del. I don't think there's any question. And this all started with the cotton pickers from Robstown. For some reason, people have a problem with the cotton pickers.
That, and then we had Justin call in about P&G.
Yep.
Because
and then we had Katie call in.
Well, who ratcheted up the conversation quite a bit.
Katie ain't having none of this name change stuff because we got the coronavirus there.
We should tell Katie that the name isn't the issue, according to the chief.
It's the mascot.
It's the mascot.
But I think Katie would tell you, we're keeping our mascot.
Yeah, because when you see that mascot on the field.
I'm not sure they should have scalpum written on the side of their
building. There's a lot of things that are questionable.
Mm-hmm.
Scalpum, white kid doing a rain dance.
The reservation.
That too. By the way, if you didn't know, the reservation is the name of their home stadium. Like, you know, Pearland has what, the drill that they call it?
Is that it?
I think so.
We traveled. Where were we? They called it the House of Pain, the Field of Pain, something like that, whatever it was out there. But, and Kincaid beat them. So eat that. Let's get underrated mess in here. Let's talk about white settlement. What do you say, underrated mess?
Hey, fellas, I just wanted to share a story. So my buddy and I, we were evacuating. It was probably about 15 years ago, that hurricane where gas was crazy. Everybody was trying to get gas or whatever on the freeways. Anyways, we evacuated up north, and we were running out of gas. And let's just say my buddy, he's not light-skinned. And I made a joke. I was like, so you want to exit right here at White Settlement? And at the time, we laughed about it, but we sat there 15 years ago saying, how is that even possible? How is that even a thing? So it was just wild, but good times, I guess. Thanks, fellas.
Yeah, I mean, even 15 years ago, that seemed a bit offensive. And, all right, Del, is that where you would stop for gas?
No, I mean, I don't know nothing. I have no idea what goes on in that place. It just makes me think I'll go to the next stop. I'll take the next exit. And it's the Rig. That's what it's called in Pearland, the Rig. That's the name of their home stadium. Less offensive than the reservation, I think.
A little less offensive. Yeah. Yeah. But still, I wouldn't mind playing in the reservation, seeing going in there.
Apparently, it's
if you go win,
it's an intimidating place to play.
Apparently it is. Apparently it's a tough except for West Orange. West Orange kicked their ass. West Orange ain't scared of them. Okay, and hey, you Port Neches people, you scared of a West Orange? Because West Orange says they go in there and they take care of business on you. All right, that's what they say. That's what I heard. I don't know about you. 713-780-3776. Brian is next. What up, Brian? Brian, you there?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
What's going on, guys?
How you doing, man?
Hey, well, I'm a native. I'm born in a place called Opelika, Alabama. So
So what?
Yeah. The reservation. I was born in a place called Opelika, Alabama. It's a reservation in Alabama. The Indian thing, they're really making it a big deal. Why don't they just make it like the mascot where you put the head on, you know, and then you're good. You still keep your Indian and, you know, it could be a white kid underneath there. But it's just like like how they got the little costumes and stuff? Why wouldn't they just go that route and everybody's good and move on your business and keep getting beat by Orange, by West Orange, you know, and just go on about your day?
That's all.
You know what I mean? Yeah, well, like I feel like that would be a.
Well, I don't think they like the headdress thing, though.
Yeah, but I mean, shoot, I mean, it is what it is. You know, you can have either cake and ice cream too, or you have a dude all the way from Oklahoma calling down there to mess with you, you know, brother?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it's like either way you go, you know, I'm like, man. But I like the when they give them the name Indian, because it's like they use it for strength, power. So I like it when they have Indian as their
name. Do you have Native American blood?
Oh, yeah. I'm almost full. I get my little card. I get discounts on my taxes and
nice.
Stuff. Like you know what I mean?
That's awesome.
But the only thing that sucks is you have to go to an army base most of the time to do it. And the closest one really is San Antonio. you know? So you got to go all the way up there. If you want to go, like, school shopping and stuff, you can go up there, you can buy stuff, and they give you a discount. You don't pay no taxes. I mean, it's the least they could do for genocizing our people. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, hey, you don't pay taxes. You know, so
well, that's
it is a, what it is.
That's one way to put it. That's the least they could do, you know, for genocide. Appreciate it, Brian. Thanks.
Well, I mean, he ain't wrong. It is the least you can do. That,
and hey, how about opening a store here? That'd be great.
Why do I have to go to San Antonio?
I gotta drive all the way to San Antonio to save on the taxes. You know what? I just wasted all that gas money.
Yeah. Did I really come out ahead?
I don't know. Thanks, Brian. Matt is next. What up, Matt?
John, just wanted to let you guys know, white settlement is exactly what you think it is. It is nothing but missing teeth and horrible people everywhere.
Well, I didn't know that was it, but okay. I didn't think that was it, but a lack of teeth and horrible people.
Now, Matt, how...
It is horrible people.
How do you know?
I live there.
He
I experienced
there.
It. I left a flower pot on our front yard, in our front yard, and it was gone. And the people were on video cameras that stole it, and were the neighbors across the street, and they denied the whole thing.
And it was the neighbors across the street. They stole your flower pot?
Flower pot, swear to you. That's how low those people go. They don't care. They walk around Walmart with no shoes and no shirt. It's almost like Porter, Texas.
I don't know what that is either, but... white settlement. All right. It doesn't sound like I thought picket fences and, you know, a bunch of racists that, you know, like to win in business suits, but apparently that's not it.
What?
I don't know.
In business suits.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm looking at images of white settlement. Got a fighter jet on, I guess, a water tower. White settlement on the crossroads of progress. According to Matt, that's an incorrect statement.
Well, I've also got apparently mugshots of kids in white settlement. Yep, he looks right. He looks right about it.
Shirtless and shoeless walking around a Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
If you're from white settlement and you have a different view of where you live, you can call in. We still have about 22 minutes.
Yeah.
This show has not been about sports for the last hour and a half.
No.
We don't care.
Pretty much. Well, it's kind of with mascots.
True.
A little bit.
Then it became just about small towns and Texas rivalries.
And, yeah, and became about, you know, nicknames like the Miets, like the Orphans.
Yeah, the Cotton Pickers.
The Cotton Pickers.
And Indians.
And the Indians.
P&G Indians.
Eric is next. What up, Eric?
Hey, guys. How come you never hear any mascots like the, you know, enraged hillbillies or crazed rednecks? And how come every white person, when they claim Native American, they always claim Cherokee?
Yeah.
I mean, there is. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe there were a lot of Cherokees. I don't know.
I don't know how large the Cherokee Nation is. But, yeah, I don't know if rednecks is ever going to be an official name of any team. I mean, we know the country got upset when – not the country, but some people got upset when Bomani Jones wore a T-shirt in that looked like the Cleveland Indians logo but simply said Caucasians, and people started to freak out. I don't know if you're ever going to see a team named after, like, just a group of white people, like a generic group of white people.
Like, no, like the white faces are getting in. It's about cows.
Exactly. I don't think you're ever going to say – like, not that the names, not that the alleged slurs for white people even hit the same, but you're not going to see anyone call them the Port Neches hillbillies. It's not going to happen.
Well, why not the rednecks? Why not? I mean, if it's in a, you know.
Like in the Redneck Riviera.
Right.
If there's a high school there, would they call themselves the rednecks?
Wow, that'd be perfect, wouldn't it?
But would they accept it?
It'd be perfect if they did. Orange Beach. High school should be Orange Beach Rednecks.
Do the people of Orange Beach call themselves that, or is that the name outsiders call the area?
It's probably outsiders.
Yeah, so they're not going to be down with you calling their high school the Rednecks.
Yeah, but oh well. Sorry.
But oh well.
Sorry. Are Native Americans down with the Indian thing?
No, but I think...
You can't... Well, sorry.
But I think the country has shown that...
I'll bet there's a redneck somewhere.
We would have heard it.
Or a hillbilly.
We would have heard it already.
You think?
I think so. Like... If we would have heard that in the news someplace. that there was a high school with the mascot of a redneck. Like Rebels we hear, but I don't see redneck being a being the name of a high school mascot.
Yeah, I wish I does anybody know of a hillbilly? The whatever. The Siena Hillbillies? Is that a thing?
I don't think so.
No? Well, I know some people that live there, kind of hillbilly-ish.
I'm not denying they exist. I just don't think they're going to let you name their high school team that.
Probably not. 1042 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. Hey, no Skeeters baseball this year. Oh, but we got live baseball. Guess what? It is on, people. It's tonight. And there's fireworks. It's going to be fun. It's Constellation Field. The Major League Baseball released over 1,000 minor leaguers. So you got your chance to go see these kids, A and double A players. Four teams made up of single A and double A players. 21 players have already reached the big leagues. Five former in the 100 top prospects in baseball America. Roger Clemens and his son Kobe have teamed Texas predominantly from UT, A&M, and Tech. College baseball legend Pete Incaviglia and Greg Swindell. Dave Island as well, also managing teams. This is going to be some good quality baseball. This isn't, these kids can play. They can go. And they've got a four-team league, and it starts tonight. Tickets start at just $9. They're only letting 2,000 fans in, and they're going to clean thoroughly after each game. Go to sugarlandskeeters.com. It's a beautiful ballpark, anyway. It's one of the nicest ballparks, minor league parks in America. So go tonight, sugarlandskeeters.com. That's sugarlandskeeters.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97. We still got, there's more people, what? It's unbelievable. What is going on with this show? This is a Friday. Everybody, and we didn't even get on the air until 8:30. What the hell? What happened, people? 713-780-3776. If you still got, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome to still get in here. Because we got news of the weird that we'll get to. But we got some people that want to finish it up here. John wants to talk Port Neches. What do you say, John?
How's it going, man?
How are you?
We're good. I'm good.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm from Port Neches, born and raised. I currently live there. I have children who are attending school there. And there's been a notice that they want to take down the school mascot.
Right. And?
The school mascot has been there since 1925. That's 95 years of tradition. And it's done respectfully.
I don't think they think so. I'm pretty sure they don't. They don't think that because they got.
Yeah,
there was a letter from one of the chiefs, and he didn't think that was the case. That it was very respectful.
Right. The letter. It's been said that the letter is not even real.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
What? What is the? The process on the field. When the mascot comes on, what does he do?
What does he do?
Yeah, does he, when he puts a headdress on and comes out on the field, does he do a dance? What does he do?
He dances. He does a rain dance.
Yeah, that's what we've been told. Yeah, right. That's why, yeah. As far as respectful is concerned.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, really, yeah. John. Appreciate it. Thanks. Let's get Jasper in here. Hey, Jasper.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I want to get rid of a white team that offends me. The Boston Celtics, that implies that white people all walk around with bow ties and funny vests and wear hats and canes.
Yeah.
And I'm offended by that.
All right. Yeah, that does kind of, I think, as a whitey. Well, I'm not white, so I can't even. I don't want to speak to it. I really don't.
Yeah, and you can't really speak to anything considering what you say about yourself when you talk about bleep tees and you call yourself the G word. I mean, you're not easily offended.
No, I'm not offended at all.
Like, if there is
wouldn't that be great to be the...
No. Where's the gavel? No, it wouldn't be great. The answer is
the
no.
The Goombas? Wouldn't that be great?
I'm sure...
The Fighting Goombas? Oh, yeah. I'm sure there are some. Isn't there a team named the Fighting Goombas?
A high school team, you think it's named the Fighting Goombas?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be good?
No, actually.
I think that'd be great. I don't know. It means you're my good friend. You're my Goombas.
That's what that means?
My Goombas, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Jordan wants to get in here. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, I think it's absolutely ridiculous that they should change the Portland H's mascot. That's that community, this community that we all live in, that is a sign of pride. It's a sign of tradition. It's actually a testament to what we feel as the American Indian people are. They represent so many things that we want to embody that... That's why that was chosen. It's a good thing. There's zero animosity in it whatsoever. If offense is taken, I mean, you can't help that. You don't give offense. You can only take offense.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess is the name offensive to them? They don't want to be Indians.
Well, we've told...
Because, quite frankly, they're not from the Indies. They were Native Americans.
Well... Also, the chief isn't taking issue with the name, apparently.
Yeah.
He's taking issue with the use of the mascot and how it's used. So, understandable that you believe that you're not trying to give offense, but the guy who initially allowed you to do it is saying, now it's offensive. I don't know what's changed since 1979 for the chief, or maybe it's a new chief, as you said, John, but the guy who gave you permission is saying, hey... I don't want to give you permission anymore. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's offensive to him. I don't know. I'm not a Native American, so I can't
speak
for
to it either. Yeah.
I can't speak to it either. Well, let's see what OU Mike has. Okay. What's up, OU Mike?
Well, I'm a little disappointed. Y'all brought the name White Settlement to me. And at first, it almost sounded like heaven, right, Dale? But then as they described it, it just got worse and worse. But my question is, if we ever make contact with Martians, will they be immediately offended that we call our cash greenbacks?
There's a lot going on
he
here.
He waited a long time to get on for that.
Yeah.
Mike. You
would think with all that time you had a better call.
Something better.
Yeah. Referencing me being white, because that's... That's unique. And then, everyone heard the call. I don't have to go through it again.
I stopped listening. Mike is here. Another Mike. A Mike that's not going to tell a bad joke. What up, Mike?
Hey, I went to PNG. I live in Houston, but I went to PNG. You know, from kindergarten on up, we were always taught to respect the Native American culture. And actually, it wasn't even the Cherokees who are from the area. It was the Karankawans, or the Karankawans. And I just think it's totally ridiculous. Like the two previous callers said, P&G based themselves on honor, pride, and tradition. And we did never anything derogatory. And it's just a bunch of snowflakes and a bunch of people who are upset. Of a great school that's been around 100 years. And it's ridiculous. So I was proud to go to P&G. It's a very storied school. It's a very traditional school and how a very big football program throughout the ages. So it's just, I think it's ridiculous. People need to get over it. And people just need to say, you know what? We're proud to be Indians. So what?
Once again.
It seems to be the case for.
Once again, it is not. Whoever you consider a snowflake, it's coming from the Cherokee Nation. The letter is from the Cherokee Nation. So as he mentioned it, maybe he said it's not even based on Cherokees, whatever. I don't know the history. But it ain't just people who, oh, look, you guys are named the Indians and that should be changed. it's coming from Native Americans. So I guess maybe they're snowflakes. I don't know. But like we wouldn't have known anything about it. It's not something that's something we are locked in on. No, you got a letter from the Cherokee Nation about it.
No, right. I can see a lot of white people that are offended by it too, though.
No, I'm not.
There's a bunch of Karens out there.
That's certainly, but the initial...
Well, actually, not Karens. Karens are just the opposite, aren't they?
Yeah. At least in this aspect of it. Right. The letter came from the Cherokee Nation. That's all I can say, because that's really all I know about it. Right. So, sure, it may not be offensive to you, because you were brought up in it. You understand. But the people who the imagery you're using are saying, could you stop it?
Right.
That's all. And that's a discussion for the PNG community.
Kelpa might be a little.
Yeah, that's why I asked what the mascot does, because we heard that he does a rain dance.
Does he run
I don't
around
know that
with
to be
a
the
hatchet?
Case. A tomahawk.
Tomahawk?
Yeah, swinging it around. I don't know. That's why I want to know.
You got a giant scalpel on the side of your
belly. Yeah, that's rough.
That's I don't know. That seems a little, I don't know. Chris, what's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys? I went to school there, and yes, they do a dance. They actually have a little competition between the four or five guys that are designated to be the mascot, and they go out in the basketball stadium, and they do their little dance. They dance in circles with a baton and a spear and a big old shield. So I could see why it could be derogatory towards the Indians.
Yeah. I see. And you went there.
Yeah, I went there.
Yeah. So you're the first person that's actually admitted that you could see how it could be offensive. You're the first person. So congratulations.
Yeah, so that's the point. It's not about snowflakes. It's about that particular aspect of your mascot and what it means to apparently the Cherokee Nation.
Right. All right, we're done. That was interesting.
That was an interesting way
to finish up the week.
Who knew that was such a large topic?
I didn't know we had that many Port Neches people here. And many Indians here.
And so many people who hated them.
That's right. No, people don't like you that go there. Well, probably because you're pretty good at your sports. Yeah. That's why.
And apparently you're an annoying fan base.
Yes.
You're done, but I'm not done. The press box is up next.
And you're working? You're working the press box today? Way to go, Dell. No nap. No nap, Dell.
That is the biggest issue with this.
That is kind of. All right, the press box is next. Y'all have a great weekend, everybody.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.